Well, I don't know a lot of 14-year-olds who are into Winston Churchill, but we're about to meet one young man who's so into the British Prime Minister that he just won first place in individual performance in the June National History Day competition. His name is Jay Mehta, and he's a student at Pembroke Hill. And Jay, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You did it, man. That's just amazing. Yeah. How does it feel to be a national champ?
You know, it's nice because you put a lot of work into these projects.
Yes, you do.
And they're a big commitment over a long period of time. So, you know, whether or not you place, it's a great experience, but you know, obviously it's nice to win.
You know, there were different categories, but there were 600,000 kids involved in this competition and you came on top. How does it feel to beat out a number that large?
Well, you know, when you actually go to the competitions, you get a really good idea of how big they can be. Because there's times, like at the award ceremony, when there's all the kids in one place. So you get a sense of the grandeur when you're there. And it's pretty overwhelming.
I think the question everybody wants to know, Jay, is why Winston Churchill? Because I'm guessing that if you asked 114-year-olds who he was, 96 of them would give you a blank stare.
I know that firsthand.
You've seen it yourself,
yeah,
eh?
No, yeah. But, well, when I went to London last summer on vacation, and we were at Oxford, at a bookstore in Oxford, and there was a book called Great British Wit by Rosemary Jarski. There was Churchill on the front with his victory sign. And I bought the book just because I appreciate British wit. Over reading it the next couple of months, I realized how many of his quotes were in there.
Huh.
And that he had his own chapter as well in the book. And so then he was on my mind. I knew who he was. And so when they announced that the theme for this year was leadership and legacy,
mm-hmm.
and I was making my lists, it became very clear nobody could keep me that entertained and interested over a long period of time.
Then Winston Churchill,
yeah.
Who was one of the great statesmen and leaders of the 20th century, maybe of all time, right?
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
He was something else.
I should point out that you didn't take on just the role of Winston Churchill. In your 10-minute performance, you also did FDR and two other characters, right? And who are they?
This year I constructed my performance in a way where I had a character, a narration, a character, a narration, and a character, and a narration. There were four characters.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to cover the time and the topic over the course of the 10 minutes. My first character was Neville Chamberlain.
Ah,
and
the Churchill's predecessor.
Yes, mm-hmm. And he was the president who, I guess I would say, he was infamous for being the spirit. He was very for appeasement of Hitler.
He didn't fight Hitler, and that's got him into all kinds of trouble.
Yeah. And so, and obviously it falls to the blame of his predecessor as well. It was a policy that had been around for a while. But so the idea in that performance is to show how Churchill was sort of a whistleblower, but also looked at as a warmonger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I narrate to close the gap. I go into Churchill in 1940. Then I do a narration. I go into FDR in 1945 to get an international perspective and to sort of, you know, talk about what we thought of Churchill at the end of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last character is David Cameron, the current Prime Minister of,
wow.
of England. And that was just so I could tie it to today and show how Churchill mattered. It's very important for the competition.
So you put all this together. You strung it all out and figured out, you know, 10 minutes doesn't sound like a long time, but that is a long time. As a guy who does a radio show every day, I know 10 minutes can be a really long time,
yeah,
sometimes.
It is a while when you're doing it. Obviously, after the 100th time of doing it, it seems a bit more routine. But it's a long time, and for a monologue, it's also a long time. There's no cues from other people. But when, you know, after I had done all the preliminary research, I sat down to write the script, and it seems to come very easily when you know the topic really well.
Mm-hmm. That helps, doesn't it?
It
background.
Does. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about how you backgrounded this thing in a couple of minutes, but first I want to listen to your performance here, or at least a little bit of it. Set it up for us, Jay. Do you have a sense of what we're going to play here?
Yes, and I think, so in this performance, this is the beginning of my Winston Churchill performance. This is May 1940. Hitler has just began his Western campaign, and Winston Churchill has just become prime minister.
You're talking about Western. You're 14. You're still 14.
I'm 15.
You're 15 now. You've had a birthday, but you're talking about Western campaigns. You know your history, don't you?
Yeah, it happens.
Here's Jay Mehta performing Winston Churchill.
Grace, are you getting this? France has fallen. I expect the Battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. Hitler knows he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all Europe may be free, and the life of the world may move forward in the broad, sunlit uplands. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age. Even though large tracts of Europe and many old and famous states have fallen, or may fall, to the grip of the Gestapo and all the odious apparatus of Nazi rule, we shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight in the seas and the oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be.
Now, you spent a lot of time listening to Winston Churchill and then channeling him, right, to get all those affects down the way you did.
Surprisingly, that was one of the easier parts of the project.
Really?
The voice itself came very early on and very easily.
It's
and
so distinctive, just, right? Yeah.
That's one of those things that you just have to hope that you get.
Yeah.
You know, I tried for other voices in this, and other than a British accent, it's very, you know, it's very difficult to try to sound like anybody who is not that distinctive. But it happened that, you know, Churchill's so famous for being an orator that when I started my project, I was immediately listening to his speeches,
mm-hmm.
In whatever form I was introduced to them. And so very, very soon, with the knowledge in mind that I was going to do a performance, I began just trying to read his speeches the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing that would actually surprise you. His voice was very unclear, and he would speak over the radio, and it would be very hard to understand him. And so my original Churchill voice was incredibly hard to understand as well. So over the course of the project, I had to sort of dial it back into a dialogue,
mm-hmm.
or dialect, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to sort of bridge the gap with enough of a regular British accent that people could understand what I was saying during the performance.
Yeah. Well, The Star did a story on you and said that you spent more than 300 hours reading books, scanning documents, watching documentaries. I mean, you became a real historian, and one of your teachers said you dived into all the original research you could get your hands on.
Yeah, it's, you know, you have to pick a topic that you love, and you have to pick a topic that you're willing to become that obsessed about.
And you became obsessed about it. Why?
You know, I think that Churchill's special. You know, I think he keeps you entertained as well as informed.
Yeah.
And I talk about that, you know, when you're doing a project on him, as well as when you were a part of the country he was leading.
Yeah.
He kept you amused. He kept you entertained. And he also led the country with a lot of skill.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, for me personally, as a history nerd, I guess, it was very easy to become obsessed. And being obsessed is very beneficial.
You also interviewed a World War II pilot. You did this on your own here, and a survivor of the London Blitz bombing raids. Why did you do that?
You know, interviews are one of the great joys of doing a History Day project. It's you know, for somebody who loves history, it's sort of a dream come true to be able to sit down and talk with a man who jumped out of a plane over Europe in 1944. And so I jumped at any chance I could to do that. Whether or not, you know, it would help me in my project, it's just that having that World War II perspective as a part of your knowledge invaluable.
You know, William Manchester wrote a trilogy, I think, on Winston Churchill, very much acclaimed series of biographies. And he begins one of those books by talking about Winston Churchill at home, taking a bath in the morning, I think, cigar in his mouth. And he would get so excited, he would actually turn flips in the tub, water spilling out. He was that exuberant about life and excited to get started on his day. There's your Winston Churchill for you.
Oh, yeah. He is enough of a character. I didn't have to do too much work to create it. He was definitely a character. And I think that there's a movie, a dramatic portrayal called The Gathering Storm, which is named after one of his own books.
Sure.
And there's many scenes in the book where he's sitting in the bathtub with a cigar, and his speech, he would say the speeches, and then somebody would transcribe them. And the woman is sitting outside the bathroom, very awkwardly and very uncomfortably writing a speech down. And he's sitting in there scrubbing and saying the words that would inspire a nation out of his bathtub. He was quite an amazing person.
Well, Jay, congratulations again. Jay Metha, Pembroke Hill student, just won first place in June's National History Day competition. What a great honor. Congratulations, and thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.